Okay, I'm sitting with Morongo chef Victor Juarez.
That's correct.
Is that right?
That's correct.
And I have a few questions for you. You are executive chef at Cielo?
Cielo.
Right. And did you start cooking when you were really young?
I started cooking, yes. Ever since I started cooking, I was cooking for different hotels like the Hilton, and I work at the Radisson Hotel when I didn't know anything about cooking.
So you didn't start by going to cooking school.
No,
started in the kitchen.
I started in the kitchen. I was going to, I was working towards my, my administration in business, my degree in business. And I was cooking and paying for my college, and I really loved cooking. You know, I got into it really easy. And one of my chefs, Joe Cochran, I remember one day when I was cooking and answering my cell phone, you know, trying to sell real estate and going to school and blah, 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 blah. And one day Joe Cochran tells me, my chef, my executive chef, what are you doing? Can't you just concentrate on this and you can, you know, it's you natural, and blah, blah. I love to cook and I love to create. And
then you took it from there.
I took it from there, and I became the executive sous chef at the Mission Inn.
At the Mission Inn?
Mission Inn Hotel in Riverside.
That's quite a big place.
Oh, yes.
And it has, four or five restaurants inside?
When I started, I was running two restaurants. I opened two more restaurants, the Las Campanas, the Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the Italian restaurant, the Trattoria. That Trattoria, right outside the hotel. I was doing food restaurant, banquets, room service.
And then from there, where did you go after the Mission Inn?
I opened my own restaurant. Like every chef, you know. Every chef wants to open their own restaurant. And
where was that located?
Montclair City.
Okay.
Montclair. It's right off of Central. It's 110 seats. Continental. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was nice, but, you know, who knew that the economy was going to go sour on us, you know? So I decided to, sell that restaurant. I kept it for year and a half, and going back to work, you know.
And then is that when you came here?
Over here, Cielo.
And how long have you been the chef here?
3 months. I changed the menu. I trained the staff. I've been doing a lot of things.
So what did you change about the menu from the previous menu?
The beef, the meat, you know, we getting it from the they used to get Newport Company,
Newport Meat Company, mm-hmm.
And now I'm doing stockyards, all the steaks, and then they're already portioned. I mean, wonderful meat. I implementing new pastas. You see new appetizers like the stuffed portobello mushroom, you know, with the lamb crab, crab cakes.
And how often do you change the menu here?
Well, I've been here almost 3 months, and I already changed the menu 3 times slowly. I like to use
so you don't change the whole menu, you integrate new dishes into it so that
correct.
It's a little easier for the kitchen?
Right.
Great. And any advice for someone who wants to become a chef?
Every time I tell all my students, everybody, you know, the kids, you know, the newcomers, to go to work for some, you know, for the Four Seasons, a nice hotel, a nice company, so they can work in a real field, in the
real
kitchen, right, in the environment. So to make sure that that's what they want to do, because nowadays, because all these schools everywhere, you know, San Francisco and all these small schools that they're opening right now, they're charging $30,000.
It's very expensive.
San Francisco is charging $50,000. The Cordon Bleu is charging $65,000.
And when you come out as a chef, you don't make a lot of money.
You're gonna go work pantry. I mean, if you go to school, you pay $50,000. You're gonna start with the pantry. You know, you're gonna start peeling potatoes and prepping. And these students, they thinking that, oh my God, I'm paying $55,000. I'm gonna be a chef.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. So they need to start at a hotel, at a restaurant, in the well established, so they can see, you know, the real life. Because a lot of people now, they're not working as as chefs. They work in different fields in Bain alone, $55,000.
Right, and I think also, don't you have to have such a passion for it because it is your life.
Absolutely.
You're in the kitchen,
you know,
all the
and
time,
I learned that.
Right?
Cooking is not like, for some people, it's just natural. I mean, for me, it just became, you know, it's funny. My dad, they used to call my dad a cook, and he wasn't a cook. He used to drive these big 18-wheelers, you know. And I became a cook. His son became, you know.
So was he a big influence on you? Because he did cook a lot?
You know, he used to cook. I'm from Central America. He used to cook the iguanas and all this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just weird. I mean, that's the iguana. I forgot the name of this. In Spanish, they call him garrobo. He has like a hard shell. It's like, oh, he used to cook my chicken. And this, you know, like a brace and then juices.
But they were good.
Oh, delicious. And he used, but he wasn't a cook. He loved to cook. You know, this in Central America, you have to, you know, utilize whatever you have. And I keep watching my dad cooking every Sunday. Every Sunday is a big festive, you know, we cook. And from there, I just, when I came over here to this country, ever since I started working, it was in the hotel business.
Right. And what do you like to cook for yourself when you're not cooking here?
Persian, Arabic food. It's just because I like the flavors, you know, like the turmeric, the spices, the...
It's different from what you cook here.
Yes. You know, because I found out that you can do a beautiful stew, cook it for hours, you know, you can clean the house or whatever, and you could be cooking on a pot, prepare it, and put it in a freezer, and you have it for a whole week. When my friend come in, I can cook dinner in 5 minutes, and they're like, you know, real fast. And they're like, oh my God, this is so delicious. How do you do in so little time? Well, I find out those plastic bags, they work really well. And I have 2-4 friends. I start getting everything from the freezer. So.
And what's your favorite thing to eat and your favorite ingredient to cook with?
My favorite thing to eat, very simple. It's like, I love those, it's like roasted bell peppers, you know, with steak. You know, you have your anchovy, your capers, and I love eating with extra virgin olive oil, a beautiful steak, and a nice salad. Oh, everybody's in heaven. That's what I like to eat. Cooking, like I said, you know, like braise. I like to braise, cook, you know, stews.
And does being from Central America, does that influence at all your cooking here?
I never cook the kind of food over here because
it's different. But do you cook it at home once in a while?
I do rub it. I do, yes.
A little bit.
Not a while.
And then any advice for the home chef? Maybe somebody who doesn't want to become a professional chef, but someone at home who cooks, anything that you could give as advice for them?
Well, just to get friendly with the recipe. The recipe is a recipe. I have thousands of recipes on my computer since I started working. You should see. And every time I bring a recipe out, I just have fun with it, you know.
So play around a little.
Play around. You don't have to measure the salt, the pepper. It's just natural, you know. Salt, pepper, you know. You don't like it salty. You don't like it spicy. So use a little bit. Don't use too much. And play with the wines reduction, you know, reducing wine and
with
just
the
adding, right, with the sauces and butter, you know. Making a sauce, you know, for a beef, for a filet mignon, let's say. All it is, you can pour like one glass of wine, reduce it down, add butter, and that's your beautiful, you know, cabernet reduction. Very simple.
So yeah. Simple, but it adds so much flavor.
Yes.
So play around a little bit.
Play
have
around.
Some fun.
Play around. Have fun.
Okay, great. I think that's it.